Do you remember there being an old path that led all the way back here to these cabins in the back?
All the way back to the last house to bring you into the field down there. And Miss Millard and our Shoe, we always in there. Uncle George Nixon and Alice Nixon, all of them used to be back down in there.
Well, now what about Nimrod Nixon?
Nimrod Nixon. He was Miss Mary Nixon's son. It was Miss Mary Nixon and Clea Nixon's son. And he used to wait for the four-way. He used to wait for the four-way.
Mm-hmm. Now, about what time was this?
That was during in 36 and 35, because I got married in 37. Mm-hmm.
And then he went off to the war?
Yeah, he was in the war.
And then he came back and still lived in the
plantation? He married a girl named Alberta, and they lived in that first house. It was in Rose, you know. He lived in the first house. As you go through the gate, you see they had some gates down there.
Show me where the gate was. If the path came straight out here, was there a gate at the end of the path?
Now, when you go down that when you leave the big house, the big house is in there. Oh, let me tell you now, when we was sure. You see that flower house on that side where y'all got flowers at?
Uh-huh, that's this place right here.
Okay, and the gate, you go right on down by that flower house, and it was a big white gate there. You open that gate, then you go in the lot. We always call that the lot, where all the houses were.
There were houses down in here?
Uh-huh, it was houses way down. As you pass that flower house on this side, and it was a pretty big white gate, and you would open that gate, then you would go down in the plantation where the black people stayed at in the back.
So that would be off in this area instead of back here.
Mm-hmm. It'd be off in. You see that?
Now these houses were kind of new then, weren't they?
No, it was old. We remodeled some of them.
Now right here, there's the flower house.
Uh-huh.
Was that there for a long time when you were young?
It was there when I remember. It was right there. The flower house was right there, and then on the corner there was that brick smokehouse. What you call that? What you used to call a smokehouse? I don't know. It was a smokehouse when us was. Now you come. That's what the kitchen grandmama cooked in.
And over on this side?
Yeah, that old.
Right here.
Yeah, that was the old kitchen grandmama cooked in. And I remember when they built the kitchen on that corner up there. Now you coming.
Okay.
Now you coming. That's right.
That building is still standing in the corner of the backyard. And it's got two doors in
it. Yeah, that was the old kitchen she cooked in. And when they built the new kitchen upstairs on the side, that's when she went in the new kitchen. Now,
and they had a wood stove.
A wood stove, and it had a little bell up there, upstairs, a bell, and the wheel mirror, and the people in the field would work, and when 12 o'clock come, they ring that bell and let them know it's 12 o'clock. Now, that's when we were children. You know, we used to go down in that territory because grandmama worked down there.
Mm-hmm.
And then now, where that flower house is, on this side, there used to be some steps.
Mm-hmm.
You had to step up the steps, then step down again to get in the yard.
Mm-hmm.
And out on the main highway, like 17, there used to be some more steps.
Mm-hmm.
And they were right in front of the door, the road where I go in the door. Then you got to step up and go down there.
That's the ones now that I've got it drawn right here by Highway 17.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
I heard one lady say that all the folks used to stroll the babies out there and visit out in this area. Did you ever hear that?
Yeah, I don't know. The oak tree, there's plenty of oaks out there.
And did they used to visit on the front lawn out there?
On the front lawn out there.
Well, who were the people that used to visit out there? Was it the white folks?
Yeah,
or?
White folks. And I tell you what else they done. They took and came in. They come from them and came and made a road wall. Something like a highway. And it would go down there in front of the big house.
This one right here, like that?
Yeah, it would go in front of the big house, and that's where they would park the cars.
Exactly now, where on here would they park the cars?
Park the car. They start to line up, to go right on by the big door until they get to the end of that road there by the radio thing. That's where they start to parking the car.
Off in this side?
Mm-hmm. The first road would go down that way.
Mm-hmm.
And so when that road gets pulled up, you wouldn't let no more in there. And then what you call the big dogs would go there and have their parties like that, you know.
And that was when they had parties and things like that. Well, now I want to clear up about the flower house because I didn't know. Now, this is the old kitchen in the corner of the backyard.
Yeah.
And this is the highway.
Yeah.
And there were some steps going down right in here.
Yeah.
Is this the flower house you're talking about?
Yeah, that's the flower house. I'm talking about right there, the flower house.
And it had a glass top to
it? That's, I remember when they built that flower house. I remember when he built that flower house.
Who built it?
Mr. Foy. Mr. Bob Foy.
You, and about when could that have been?
Let me see what grade was I in. I know I used to go down there a lot of time and get milk. My grandmama died in 1925. I was just a little girl, and we used to go down there and buy clabber. Had a lot of cows, and you sell clabber for 5 cents a quart, and we used to go down there and buy it.
My word.
That
so he built it like in the late 20s?
Mm-hmm. The late 20s, yeah, about 1920s. I was something like that. Uh-huh. I was just 5 years old, but you know, I remember good back then.
Sure.
You see, I'm telling
you. I sure am glad you came. Now, coming up from there, there is the old carriage house. Do you remember that?
Oh, what, honey?
It's called a garage or a carriage house. It's been there for many years, and now it's fixed up. But it was had trees all around it. It was kind of covered up. And then there would have been a tenant house right in front of it.
Yeah.
It had big old doors on the front.
After we went through the gate,
mm-hmm.
there was a house over there, some great ones up there. And then on this side, it was that smokehouse in the corner. And the windmill was in the back.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go by the windmill, then go up some steps. And go down the steps and go in the tenor house, in the tenor place then.
This one right here.
Uh-huh. Then on this side of the windmill, that was called Grandma's house where she used to iron in.
Now, can you show me on here where that would be?
Okay.
Are you talking about two different tenant houses in this corner?
No, it was one house over there where she used to iron in. Old
uh-huh.
house and battalion used to stand in.
Uh-huh.
And then right behind that old house where she was ironing there, they built a big old peanut house back there.
About like back in here
uh-huh,
somewhere?
Uh-huh. And then it's somewhere up there on the front, they built the other peanut house.
Mm-hmm.
It's right between that road, you know where that brick house is?
Yeah.
And build a big peanut house there. You
right.
You should sell peanuts in there.
Yeah, now that would be on the other side of our parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not real clear about whether you're talking about two houses here or not. This is the smokehouse, and there's some steps right here that we've just recently discovered.
Uh-huh.
And we know that there was a house here.
Uh-huh.
And we don't know who was in that house.
Well, is it on this side of the steps or on this side?
It's on the back side of the steps,
back
going
side
down into the backyard.
Go down the backyard, and it's on this side.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
But that's used to be Grandma's old house where she used to iron in there for
okay.
time, just standing there.
Okay. Was there another house on this side of the steps, on the other side of the steps?
Now, on this side of the steps, there was a lot of grape poppers. And then the Mr. Nimrod stayed in that other house on this side. They remodeled here, put new doors and windows in.
Now, where was his house?
His house is on this side as you go in.
On here. Can you show me where it is on here?
Let's see. Go out,
these are the steps.
Now, you had to go through that gate. Where is that gate at?
Now, this is the gate in the
oh.
back of the house.
Okay. You went through that gate, and there was a vine, a grapevine over there, and go down further down. There was Nimrod house, and two more houses was on the side of Nimrod house. Nimrod.
And were they all inside a white fence area?
Yep. On the side of the place, when it's there. Mm-hmm.
So you could get to it from going this way or from
uh-huh.
going this way.
Mm-hmm.
But do you remember anything about some steps being way over here, too?
Now, some steps were by the windmill.
Uh-huh, those steps.
Uh-huh, mm-hmm. That's the only one I can remember by the windmill. On
well,
the
what
back.
Was on, what, after you went down those steps, what was down there?
After you went down the steps, you had some kind of little house right there, what you call a tater house.
Oh, okay. Sweet, yeah, a sweet potato house.
Yeah, sweet potato house now. And then Grandmama, they had a big house. She ironed in that house on that side by the sweet potato house.
Mm-hmm.
And then a Catalan lived next to the iron house, a Catalan, the old man what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I can remember now on that side.
Now, the sweet potato...
Well, and they had a lot of pear trees and grape trees or orchards down there. Now, that's all.
All down in through this
uh-huh.
way, because they're still there, those
yeah,
pear
the orchard,
trees.
Uh-huh.
But this house, is have I put it in the right place right here?
The iron house, as
mm-hmm.
you pass down them steps.
Uh-huh.
On that side, you got it in the right place.
Now, it would be on the other side if you came down the steps.
You come down this, if you come down this step, it would be on that. But if you go down that step, right, was in there by the windmill?
Uh-huh, it's right in back of the windmill.
Uh-huh. Well, that'll be the house right there.
And that was the house that the ironing was
mm-hmm.
done in.
The ironing was done
in. Did Mary Jane Harper cook in that house?
No, she didn't cook in that house. She cooked in this house.
Yes. And this she did the ironing in.
Mm-hmm.
And you never heard her say about there being another cookhouse before that?
Oh, I never heard that.
Okay. And these houses down in here, there were quite a few of them, and there was a fence.
Yes.
But you don't remember the old carriage house.
Mm-hmm.
It might have been covered up with vines or something.
But
like
I know
that.
It was old peanut house back there where they had wagons and stuff in on this side, just the
yeah, this is further
mm-hmm.
over. Now, on the side here, do you remember there being an old road?
Yeah, it was a road.
Where did that road go?
That road went down. It's just where y'all got your house at now. It's all that, you know where that brick house is?
Mm-hmm. Right next to the brick house.
Yeah, right down there by that road. That road would take you down in the field into the tenants' houses.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you remember where it went after that?
Went right on down to the sound.
Do you remember there being a mill or a pond or anything down there?
I don't remember. The mill was across the railroad. That was the 50
over on the other side.
50 that was over there where the old commissary was, where Miss Mitchell and them had, and the mill got burned out.
Right, over there where the old train station used
mm-hmm.
to be, too, across
mm-hmm.
the street.
Mm-hmm.